This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined by Maura Rath, of course, Yoga with Maura. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me here on the Hub and iRadio. It's great to be talking to you.
Thank you so much, Louise. I'm delighted to chat to you today.
Absolutely. Now, when I found out that I was going to be interviewing you, I was really excited because I absolutely love The Apprentice. So, I mean, it must have been such a whirlwind, you know, going over to film the show and the whole lot. But how did you get started with it? And how did you, I suppose, even think about trying to get onto the show?
Oh, you know what? It's so funny. I didn't really think about it too much.
Yeah.
which might sound a bit funny, but I really want to get investment for Yoga with Maura. Like, I really want to take it global. And I was just literally scrolling on Instagram and I just seen an ad for The Apprentice and I just applied and I actually didn't tell anyone. Didn't even tell my husband. I was actually on honeymoon when I applied and then I was like, kind of forgot about it. And then one night in January, I was like, oh yeah, I applied to be on The Apprentice and I think I'm going to get it. And he was like, what? He actually did think it was the American Lord. He's not from Ireland, so he thought it was a Donald Trump one. I was like, no.
It's a
Lord Sugar one. So that was kind of the whole, how it kind of came about. And then months and months of interviews and then I got a spot.
My God, that's amazing. Because I watched it like a couple of episodes and stuff and like it's just so lovely to hear an Irish accent there and you're so authentically, I'd imagine yourself as well, you know, and like I think one of the episodes I was watching you were, it's like you were doing kind of like a QVC type thing where you had to like sell different things and I was like, this is absolutely brilliant and you absolutely went for it. I mean, you were like, do you know what? I'm just going to get into this and just do it and it's great crack.
Yeah, honestly, I just got stuck into everything. Like, you know, I don't know if this is an advantage or a disadvantage. I actually didn't really watch the show before. I've seen parts of it. So even though there was cameras there, they were kind of a bit away from us. And I would just get so in the zone of focusing on the team and winning. And I suppose that helped me just be myself throughout.
Yeah, definitely. And what was the competition like? Because like that, before I've watched a couple of episodes with yourself, like previous years, you know, they're really like, they're getting up early in the morning and they're going to the gym and they're, you know, like it's really intense because they really, really, really want to get this investment and, you know, have it all. But was it that intense when you were filming?
It was. Honestly, it was even more intense. Like I thought the 4 a.m. calls were like a TV thing.
Yeah.
But actually, they call you at 4 a.m., sometimes 3:45 a.m. And we actually only have 20 minutes to get ready. Now, if I was allowed to go to the gym or do yoga, that would have been amazing. But yeah. I wasn't allowed to do that in the morning. That would have been an advantage. So we had 20 minutes to be ready and that was it. And like everything in TV world just takes longer because they have to film, move places, set up the cameras. So the days were massive, but it was competitive. But we had this kind of balance that when we were in the task, in the job, we were focused and as competitive as you can. But I was really trying to always work with a team. Some others weren't like that. But then when we got back to the house, a fair play, everyone, there was an unspoken rule. We just let go in the house. We had fun and we didn't bring it home, which was lovely.
Yeah. And like, was there good camaraderie on it? Did you, was there anybody that like, you know, I suppose when personalities clash, because I can imagine when it's so competitive, you know, there's certain personalities that might be, you know, nicer than others and ready to just, they're just a beeline to make sure that they're the ones that are going to win.
Yeah, there was definitely a few clashes, you know, but I think I got on so well. I'm a girl's girl. Yeah. And I think when men hear that, they're like, oh, she must be a problem. But I always have my sister's back. So no matter what, I was just got on with all the girls. We had a great time. Not that I didn't get on with the guys. I got on great with them.
Yeah.
But I just, if the first 2 weeks you were in a team of girls versus boys. And I was always, you know, wanted to be working with the girls. They seemed easier to work with. And I think the girls had each other's back throughout, which was nice.
Ah, oh, brilliant. Well, tell us a little bit about your own business, because I think no better, you know, marketing than to, you know, get yourself onto the Apprentice, which is brilliant. But where do you go from here? What's the next step for your own business?
Yeah, to be honest, after this Apprentice, I've just been fired. hard last week. It's kind of nice to get back into work.
Yeah.
Even though I'm working nonstop with The Apprentice, I was away from my business for nearly 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. And now Yoga with Maura, my online yoga studio, is growing. So it's just really trying to focus on helping with the growth and managing the growth. I also host yoga retreats around Ireland, but also abroad. I do a lot of corporate yoga. I also have a podcast that's slowly but surely growing as well. So I really do have my hands full, and it's just, I'm a one woman band. So I'm just back to trying to manage it all. And then with the help of The Apprentice, I didn't realize how much it would help with growth in my business at the time. I was kind of just focused on the investment. So I'm just taking it all in and just keep working.
Ah, well, I'm telling you, no better woman to be on The Apprentice. And, you know, we're gutted that you were fired, but at the same time, we're absolutely thrilled that you got the opportunity in the first place. If people want to find out more about you, about your business, about your journey, and even to watch back some of the episodes and see how entertaining you were and flying the flag for Ireland, where's the best place to go?
Yoga with Maura Dye, very original name, just my name, Yoga with Maura, and spelt the Irish way. So yeah, you can find me online. I'm on Instagram all the time. I have an online studio, which you can find at my retreats. It's all there. And I'm pretty sure, I know not a lot of people in Ireland have BBC. I'm pretty sure some of the recordings you can find of The Apprentice on YouTube.
Ah, super. Maura, it's been such a pleasure having you on. I wish you all the best with your business in the future. No doubt you're going to absolutely smash it. And we'll be looking forward to catching up with you again here on iRadio very soon.
You're very kind, Louise. Thank you so much for having me on.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.